Welcome to the South Kent Methodist Circuit's weekly worship podcast. My name is Lisa, and today I'm joined by Stuart French, who will read to us from the Book of Isaiah, and by our local lay pastor, Dwight Harris, who will bring us our reflection for the week on the theme of waiting. We gather together to meet with our Lord, to refresh our faith, to learn new things, and to be encouraged on our journey. And we begin our worship by listening to a song from Seeing the Faith, number 20. Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here.
Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here. Come bow before Him now with reverence and fear. In Him no sin is found. We stand on holy ground. Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One is here. Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining all around. He burns with holy fire, with splendor He is crowned. How awesome is the sight, our radiant King of light. Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining all around. Be still, for the power of the Lord is moving in this place. He comes to cleanse and heal, to
let us pray. Your love, O God, is for all people, no matter where they are from or where they live. Your love accompanies each one of us on our journey through life, through the good and the bad, the happy and the sad times, and everything in between. Your love is with us on the mountaintops and in the valleys of dark despair, on rough roads and when the way is smooth. You are our sustenance, our guide, our teacher and our friend. For all of this and so much more, we adore and praise you. Amen. And yet, loving God, we come in penitence, regretting the journeys we have not shared with those who most needed our companionship. We come sorrowful for the times we have not walked and talked with those who needed us most. We come in sadness that we have often let ourselves down, let others down, and let you down, when our own selfishness or stubbornness has meant that we have not done and said the things we should have done. We confess our failings and we seek your forgiveness and renewal as we step forward in faith, knowing that you accompany us wherever we go. Amen.
I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 to 31. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even the youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
The title of this message is Waiting. Let us face the real facts that no one likes to wait. Waiting engenders a sense of fear and dread, a sense of hopelessness, a sense that all is lost, a sense that God has forgotten about us. No one is coming to help us. We as humans are hardwired for instant gratification. Everything must be done now. Everyone drinks instant coffee. We have 3 minutes meals. We have ATM. You go and you get your cash as fast as possible. We have fast trains, fast cars, and everyone is in a mad rush. But biblical waiting is not a passive activity. This is demonstrated by an active dependence upon and obedience to God. Thus, waiting upon God is a spiritual discipline that we should seek to practice in our lives. Throughout the Bible, there has always been waiting periods. Mary and Joseph waited 9 months to bring the Savior into this world. Jesus was in the tomb for 3 days and 3 nights. The disciples waited in the upper room for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Now, we as Christians are waiting for the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One thing is certain. We are always better after the waiting period is over. The Israelites were taken captives into Babylon. All hope was lost. Jerusalem was destroyed. The temple was no more. They sat down by the rivers of Babylon, and they wept when they recall the beauty of Zion, that beautiful city of God. They would no longer sing those beautiful songs of Zion because they were in a strange land. Like the Israelites, sometimes we are also in a strange and difficult land. Sometimes our faith is shaken due to afflictions, or we ask God for something and we are yet to see this fulfilled in our lives. The Christian life can be filled with many ups and downs. At times, we might ask the question, what good is God? Or where is God when life becomes too hard and difficult? These are questions that we cannot shy away from. And if we are true to ourselves as Christians, there are times when we want to say, stop the world and let me off. It is just too much to bear. Here comes Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, with a word of hope from God himself. Tell my people, tell my chosen people who are sitting in the midst of a hostile and foreign land, I haven't forgotten about you. You are still my chosen people. Your strength will be renewed. You will mount up with wings like eagles, strength to soar above your present sorrow and distress. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. This is strength to move forward, not strength to show off how powerful you are. Notice, if you notice the order, it might seem a bit strange. Mount up with wings like eagles, then we run, then we walk. Does it seem out of order? Not at all. First, we recognize that we soar up into the heavenly places in Christ. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, He is my strength, He is my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. Second, we set ourselves on the course to run that race that has been set before us. Then we are in a good place to walk that walk. Dear friends, what are you waiting on? Maybe waiting on God to bless you. Maybe waiting on a penitent child to come into the fold, a penitent husband, a penitent wife. Maybe there is an ailment and you are waiting on God to come and free you from that ailment. Maybe you are waiting on God to bless you with finances. It could be a number of things. One sure thing, one promise, I can assure you, is that God has not forgotten about you. You might be going through the valley of the shadow of death, But God is walking beside you even now. During the darkest times of your life, you might only have seen one set of footprints in the sand. But when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that God carried you. God carried you above the stormy blast. God carried you when you were weary. God carried you when you felt like giving up. And because he carried us in our waiting, just because he has always been there for us, even though we might not see him, we can sing, "Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well may this glowing heart rejoice and tell it raptures all abroad. Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day." Brothers and sisters, you will be better off on the other side of waiting for the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Stuart and Dwight. We come now to our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. Loving Lord Jesus, we think of all those today whose hearts, minds and lives are dominated by violence and war, the victims who have lost loved ones, homes or livelihoods, those who live in fear, those who are pursuing war and those who are seeking peace. In their encounters this week, may they find wisdom, love and peace. Loving Lord Jesus, we think today of all those who are struggling financially, those whose land is poor and whose crops have failed, those without enough to pay for food and utility bills, those who are not given a fair wage for their labour. We thank you for those who offer help through food banks and warm spaces. In their encounters this week, may they find wisdom, love and peace. Loving Lord Jesus, we pray for all those who are part of our health services, for doctors and nurses, for healthcare assistants and administrators. We thank you for the work done in our hospices and hospitals and health centres. And we think of those who use them because they are unwell, physically, mentally and emotionally. In their encounters this week, may they find wisdom, love and peace. Loving Lord Jesus, we thank you for all your churches and communities of worshippers, for the love and support they offer and the teaching and prayer they provide. We pray for all who seek to share your good news with friend and stranger, that what they say may be heard, understood and taken seriously. In their encounters this week, may they find wisdom, love and peace. Loving Lord Jesus, we pray for ourselves and for all those who are part of our lives, those whom we see often and those whom we encounter only occasionally, those we see face to face and those we interact with by telephone or social media, for those who help and support us and for those who we help and support. In their encounters this week, may they find love, wisdom and peace. Thank you, loving Lord, for friends and casual acquaintances, for those we know by name and whose faces we recognise, for those who share our pilgrim journey in whatever way. Help us always to remember that in any encounter you are always present and you offer your guidance and comfort. May we grow in and through you, now and always. Amen. We're now going to listen to our final hymn for this morning, which is number 51 in Singing the Faith, Great is Thy Faithfulness. As we leave this time of worship and go back to our journey of life, we know that we do not go alone, for the Lord is with us, now and always. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.